So, of course, the big question is how? How do I actually, and Deb put it beautifully, how do I get a business that would be predominantly face-to-face with care? And we actually call it personal training, of course. How can we make that so personal that people actually want to do business with us online? And the answer to that is that there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of personal trainers, fitness people who are already doing that. And one of the big reasons why is that you can obviously attract a much larger audience because you can attract people from all over the world. So if you're really doing this because you want to help people, it opens up your market to not just your local area. So a home studio might be 1 or 2 kilometer radius of your home. A fitness facility like a big gym, they will tell you that it tends to be not more than 10 kilometers from your local area. Well, people wouldn't travel much further than that from their business or their home to go to the gym. But if you really want to help people, then you can get, with an online business, you can help people from everywhere. So that's one of the big reasons why. Obviously, if you've got a program that people can buy online, you could be doing business while you're sleeping. You could be doing business when you're out shopping. You could be doing business when you're training yourself. So it's a way to leverage your business without you having to be there all of the time. And of course, it's a classic way of choosing your own hours and being your own boss because you're in complete control of where and when you work. And obviously, you can work from home. So for somebody like Kelly, who's got small children, it's a really great opportunity to have a successful business without having to have a venue or having to employ people or having all the hassles of a normal building business. So how then do we make this happen? And let's have a look at what other people are doing first, because I think that's a really interesting thing. You can talk to lots of people right now about how to run an online business, and they're going to tell you a lot of stuff. Just be aware, of course, that the biggest barrier to learning is already knowing, and somebody that already knows everything about running business, because I always find it fascinating. I've been doing this for a really long time. I've been involved in actual business since the age of 18 when I started running my first health club, and I'm learning every day, and I've been learning every day since. So when somebody tells me that they know everything about business, or even now that they know a lot about online business, I always have a giggle, because even when I talk to the experts on marketing and Google AdWords and the IT specialists, they're still only guessing themselves. If somebody tells you that they know how to market a business on Facebook really effectively, it's really still a guess. It's an art form more than it is a science. So be really aware of what you think you know already and what other people tell you that they know. So just be aware that the biggest barrier to learning is already knowing. And then, of course, with business, the biggest barrier to any kind of business is if you copy somebody else. Because if you copy what somebody else is doing, you will have to compete on price. And you'll always be second best. Someone will always say, oh, they're doing what such and such did, or they're like the Pepsi has always been behind with Coke, or you don't want to be second best. So have a look at what everybody else is doing. If you're really serious about doing something, whether it's to promote your current business or to start an online business, have a look at what everybody else is doing and do it completely different. If you copy, particularly with our fitness business, it's kind of interesting. You won't just have to compete on price. You'll have to compete on, because predominantly the people that are going into online business are people who are bodybuilders, they're bikini competitors, they're elite athletes, they've done something spectacular in some kind of a sport, they've got ripped abdominals and a beautiful body. So if you're going to compete online, you will also have to compete as, you'll have to own an S. So you'll have to be the leanest, you'll have to be the skinniest, you'll have to have won the most competitions, you'll have to have the biggest muscles, you'll have to have done something that nobody else has done to stand out from the crowd. And then, of course, you'll have to compete with the person. If you think you've got ripped abdominals, the next person that comes along who's got more ripped abdominals than you and those pictures are online, then you'll have to compete with that. So if you have a look at what everybody else is doing, do it completely different. And in the fitness market, the people that are selling programs online, and I promise you they are, they send them to me on a day-to-day basis and tell me how well they're doing. And if you have a look at how many likes people get on Instagram and how many likes they get on Facebook, it's getting into the millions. And it tends to be that celebrity slash athlete slash competitor kind of person. They say, look, this is what I've done. I've got really ripped abdominals. I've got big muscles. I've competed in lots of competitions. And this is what I've done. Fill in your credit card details. Give me your email address and I'll send you a program. And people buy them. Be completely aware that people are buying those programs. They're buying the products, they're buying the powders, they're buying the pills, they're getting somebody to write them an exercise plan, they're getting somebody to write them a diet, and they're doing it all online, and people are making money from it. So please be aware that it's possible. But also be aware that if you're coming in now, you'll have to do it completely different to what everybody else is doing. So the big question of all business, but particularly online business, is going to be, what am I going to do completely different to what anybody else is doing? And I've picked this picture for a reason. You can't be fruit salad. You can't offer everything to everybody. You either be the blueberry or the kiwi or the pineapple or the grape. But if you try and be everything for everybody, it's going to be a really interesting process. But that's the same for any business, by the way. And of course, you can sell your business to everybody, but you can't have the same website or the same marketing plan for each individual person. So if the biggest barrier in business is copying, if you want to be successful, then you really have to seriously consider now, have a look at what everybody else is doing online and what are going to be your points of difference and your USPs. Now, you have to have points of difference that people will be talking about. So if there's 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 fitness gurus or internet fitness gurus that people are talking about, what are they going to say about you that's completely different? Now, the point of difference is what other people say. Unique selling points are what you can tell people that you do differently. So that's what you can actually advertise, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram or at your business networking. If you want to send people to your website, you can tell them what makes you completely different. That's your USP. But your point of difference is what other people are going to say. So obviously that's about getting testimonials and people that are talking about how wow your business is and what it does differently to everybody else. So when we have this personal conversation about, Rowie, I want to have an online fitness business, the three points of difference and the three unique selling points, which are going to be really, really important, are the conversations that we're going to have one-on-one, because they're going to have to be really obvious when you put them up online. Then there's some questions that you have to ask and you have to answer. Number one is you have to specifically know who you want to attract and who do you want to help. Now, the two pictures I've shared with you here, this is obviously a mature woman. She's got gray hair. She's well over 50, 60, probably over 70. What her requirements are and what she desires are completely different to the guy with the huge big muscles that wants to compete in a bodybuilding competition. And if you try and advertise the same way or try and have an online fitness business specifically for one or the other, it has to be specific. So work out, who exactly do I want to attract to this particular business and who do I want to help? Then how old are they? Now, age can be a headspace and it can be a chronological thing. It can be a perception of the person. But just be aware, as I shared at the start, that there are some people that are really hesitant about online. They're not really sure that it's going to work. Whereas your younger group might just be really, really happy with that app on a phone. They're happy that you don't talk to them. You just want to email them or send them a text. And that's an age thing. So be really aware of the people that you want to attract from an age group. Then what do they want and what don't they want? So if you want to sell bodybuilding programs to people who want to compete in a natural competition, then you won't be talking about steroids. If you want to attract people who want to be vegan vegetarians, you're not going to be talking about meat. If you want to attract people over 50 who want to play with their grandkids, you're probably not going to be talking about bikinis and fitting into your skinny jeans. So be really aware of what does your target market want and what don't they want. And that's got to be a really clear picture. And literally when it's online, it needs to be a picture. Remember, we look at pictures, we don't look at words. So the more pictures you've got, the better. And I will share with you from personal experience, because it's something that we ask everybody about, Max. What did you read or what did you do on the website? And most people tell us nothing. They just saw the pictures and then they said, oh, well, let's see what they do at Max. So be really aware that people are looking for something specifically and you need to know what that is. Then from a target marketing point of view, you need to know how much money they have. Now, again, you don't really know, because if it's a worldwide thing, but you have to then be aware that You have to have different packages for different people. And that's the beautiful thing about online, is that you can offer something that's really inexpensive because it doesn't cost you very much to get it out there, versus you could have something at the top level that's really personal service. So you might be talking to your client on the other side of the world every day, or you might be Skyping with them every day, or you might do a real personal program for them, even though they live in Greenland. But that's a lot more expensive than if you're doing just something very generic. And be aware again that the people that are doing fitness online at the moment, it seems to be very, very generic. It's what's your name, give me your credit card number, give me your email address, and I'll send you your program. So obviously I'm leading to something that's going to be completely different. The other thing to be aware of is how much time do they have. Obviously people that have got 3 hours a day to exercise is a different target market group than people who've only got 3 minutes or 30 minutes. So be aware that the programs that you set up online need to be attractive to your target market based on their money and their time. And then how would you know that? And a really great way to get this business started is to do an online marketing forum. So you're going to ask people in your target market, and this is what Marchen was talking about, where you can use your Facebook then or your Instagram to attract people to your website to then do this online marketing plan that says, okay, I'm starting an online business specifically designed to help people who want to do this, this, and this. What advice would you like to give me? What ideas do you have? What suggestions would you like to give me? Now, the beautiful thing about that is it's a win-win, because when you ask for somebody's advice, ask for their opinion, then they feel really good. Remember, it's the ultimate compliment that you can pay people. What do you think? What are your suggestions? What are your ideas? Which then gives you an online forum, which you could again track people from all over the world, whether they're from Greenland or from Gore, because I have been there now in the South Island of New Zealand, and you'll get lots of different opinions and lots of different ideas on what your business should actually look like. So don't think that you know what people want. Make sure you always ask them what they want. Then if you're now looking at an online fitness business and how do you make yourself completely different from everybody else, there's only three words to consider, and they're all exactly the same. How can I make it more personal? How can I make it more personal? How can I make it more personal? If you have a really close look at what other online businesses are doing, I'll share with you again, it seems like there's nothing personal about them. In most cases, if you ask the owner of that business, if the person that inquired about that business, if Chris was a girl or a boy, they wouldn't know. And remember that names like Chris and Billy and Peter and Bobby, they can be a girl and a boy. And also be aware that with all the different nationalities now that are living in all our different countries, that there's a lot of Indian names and Chinese names and Eastern Bloc names that you wouldn't know whether they're a girl or a boy. And these people are going to a website, they're putting in their name, and the owner of that online business is sending them back an eating plan and an exercise plan and charging them for it. So all I can ask you to do if you want to be completely different from everybody else is to go really, really personal. And from a responsibility point of view, please ask yourself the following questions. If I'm going to give somebody an eating plan and if I'm going to give them an exercise plan, would it be a good idea to know whether they were male or female? And of course, that says a lot about how much muscle they've got, how fast their metabolism is. And again, male or female is really important, but in some cases, the female might be more active and have a faster metabolism than the male. But you need to know. Obviously, you need to know what and why and where and when they like to eat and what they don't like to eat. Most of the fitness businesses online just send out a generic program and say, if you want to look like me, this is what you have to eat. And they don't take into account things like allergies, vegan vegetarians, people who don't eat meat because they don't like animals, they don't want to hurt animals. You have to ask people these really important questions, and I think if you put this into an online business, you'll have a much more likely of having a successful business, because people will say, wow, this online fitness guru actually cares about whether or not you're male or female. They care about what you like to eat and what you don't like to eat. Obviously, you're going to be finding out what kind of exercise the person likes to do and what they don't like to do. You need to know what kind of lifestyle they live, whether they work, whether they travel, what sport do they play, what time commitments do they have that they can put into their exercise program. Once again, the current online programs available don't ask any of those questions. They just say you have to train this many hours, you have to do these exercises to be lean, or you have to do these exercises to cut up, or this is your periodization program for your bodybuilding. But they don't take any of these things into account. Just as a quick side note, from a legal point of view, there have been now two cases in Australia that I know of where online fitness gurus have been sued because people have either been injured or they've been sick from the program that was written for them. So be aware that there will be legal challenges, obviously you're going to put that if you do this program or you take on this eating plan that you're doing so and it's your own responsibility and you're doing it at your own risk. And that would be a really important thing to put onto your website. But also be aware that you might sign up a lawyer. And if they get hurt or they get injured or they get sick from your eating plan, they'll be very happy to find a legal way of suing your ass. So obviously allergies are really important when it comes to food. Injuries and medical conditions, is it responsible for us as fitness professionals to ask people, have you had any injuries in the past? Have you got any at the moment? And based on the current sport that you play, or the fact that you sit down all day, or the fact that you've got poor posture could give you the potential of having an injury in the future. And of course, should we be asking people, have they had a past medical condition? Do they have a present medical condition? And is there a potential due to their genetics or their family challenges that they could have a potential medical condition in the future? And I think that as fitness professionals, we should be responsible for asking those questions. Then there's, of course, sleep patterns. Some people sleep 10 hours, some people sleep 3. If you give somebody a really long exercise program to do, they might not have time because they're too busy sleeping. But some other people might have more time to exercise because they don't sleep very much, or they've got a lifestyle that says, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I think it's important to ask those questions. Obviously, people's stress levels and how much pressure they're under. Some people thrive on pressure and stress, and other people just can't cope. And even if you are an online fitness professional, would it be important to know that? Obviously, you want to know if their family or their relationship is supportive of what they're doing and what kind of family relationship they're in. So obviously, a lady that's got 5 children that are still at home is going to have a different lifestyle than a woman that's got 5 children that have already left home. And I think it's really important that we ask those questions. And then again, the perception of age and whether or not there's a limitation. So you might say to somebody, and it might just be written, which is even more offensive, they come onto your website and sign up to do your program, but you tell them, oh, you're over 50, so you obviously won't be able to do this program, and you could really offend them because they might be 60, 70, 80 years of age and really healthy and really fit. So the question to ask is, would it be important to ask all of those things? And my answer is, please, if you want to do effective online business, consider being really, really personal. So the question then is, how do I make it personal? How do I take something that's the normal red, yellow, and green from a traffic light and turn it into something that's really personal for my particular client? So how do I make the way I contact them, the content of the program, the product that I'm delivering, the programs that I give them, and the eating plans that I give them, how do I make them personal? And obviously you can't do that if you don't ask all the previous questions. And then the content that I put into my online business, how do I make the video and audio messages personal? How do I make daily emails personal? How do I do Facebooks and make them personal? How do I do personal text messages? And something I would like to really warn you about, and this may be particularly for my age group because obviously I'm over 50, but I get really offended when people send me an email and it says, Dear Rowie, but it's obviously a group email. So they've just got some kind of CRM program, some kind of technical program that can put my name in it, but it's not really personal. It's one of the things that I'm really conscious about with the Max program. If you get an email from me and it says, Dear Fitness Professional, I'll tell you that is not a personal email. But if you get an email from me that says, Dear Deb or Dear Marchin, that has not gone to 100 other people or 10,000 other people. That's a personal message from me to you. And I think that message needs to get across. If you want your online business to be personal, you want to make people really aware that they're not just part of a program that some techo person's put together to make it really easy for you to deliver general information that looks like it's a personal way. So please consider very carefully, how can I deliver my program online but make people feel like it's really, really personal? And that's where things like Skype become important, and what we're doing now with an online webinar. So then if you're going to market this online business because you've worked out a way to make it completely different from everybody else, obviously your website becomes really important. So when you're doing your business plan, when you're doing your numbers, when you're doing your budget, you're going to need to talk to somebody who really understands websites. Now, you can get free websites, of course, but if you want something that's really unique and different, it's easy for people to inquire, easy for them to enroll, easy for them to join, easy for them to pay, easy for them to have personal communication with you, they're the questions that you need to take to a website developer. And just as a side note for that, we've had some interesting challenges for Mac students where they've done some bargaining or some bartering for their website. So they've said to a website creator or developer, I'll train you for free if you make my website. We've had a couple of those turn out, and seriously, a couple that have turned out very, very ugly. And that's the worst of them, but there's been a whole range of them where people have either got a really bad website, the person doesn't want to train anymore, so they haven't got access to their website anymore. The person is just not good at what they do, and it's become a real challenge. So one of the things in business that's a really great idea is pay people what they're worth, and you'll get what you're supposed to get. So be really aware that you're going to need a great website if you're going to do an online business. Then, of course, you can use Facebook, and Martin put it beautifully, as an addition to sending people to your website. And your Facebook should be interesting. And I've had this same conversation now with a couple of Mac students over the last week or so. It becomes a discipline. Your Facebook needs to be a daily thing. People need to know that you're updating daily, you're putting new things up daily, you're adding value to their life. And it's your target market, remember. So it's information. If your business is training pregnant women, then it's great information for pregnant women. If your website is about competing in a bikini competition, then you need to have all the latest competitions coming up, how to get a nice bikini, what's the best makeup to wear, all of that. So make sure that your Facebook posts work in daily and send people to your website. And that, of course, those posts will add value to your target market. Never ceases to amaze me, and I don't know how you guys go with it, but I just see regularly people's pictures of their abdominals and their selfie in the mirror and pictures of their bottom and what they ate for breakfast. And I always ask myself this question, how is that adding value to people's lives? So always consider, is what I'm posting right now going to add value to somebody's life? Now, obviously, if you want to be a bodybuilder, if you are a bodybuilder and you want to attract bodybuilders to your business, then that's the kind of photographs that you're going to have on your website. But once again, it's not about how beautiful your body is, but it's how you can help other people get a beautiful body. That's the really important thing. Instagram, of course, is short and sharp. So again, make sure that you've got short, sharp messages and photos that tell your target market what you can do for them. And I think the biggest thing that's forgotten in online marketing is with them. What's in it for me to look at your photo, to read your post, to go to your website? So it's all about, and that's what will make you completely different, because if you spend any time on social media, you'll see that it's a real selfish, self-absorbed thing where people just take pictures of themselves and say, don't I look fantastic? If you want to look like me, pay me money. Well, I think we're going to get immune to that as the human race. And I think we're going to start looking again for somebody that actually cares about me more than they care about their ripped abdominals. The other thing I think that's really missing in the online market is that the press is talking about you. So the normal press, like the radio, the television, and the newspaper. And one of the Mac spots I just sent out recently is how to do a daily press release. And if you get into the discipline or the habit of doing daily press releasing, which then sends people either to your website or to your Facebook or to all of your social media, I think you've got more chance of marketing your online business. So if people are talking about your online business offline, it's more likely to grow online. So I'll say that again. If people are talking about your online business offline, then you're more likely to have a successful online business. So daily press releases are a really good idea. And then Google AdWords is a really great way to grow any business, but you specifically want to know what or who will be searching Google for you, and what will they actually be searching for. And that's where you go back to your market research forum and you say to your target market, if you are looking for somebody who does what I do in business, what would you be typing into Google? So would you type in how to get big, or how to get lean, or how to lose weight, or how to be a yummy mummy, or ask them what they would type in. Because the beautiful thing about advertising on Google is that you can choose your exact target market, and you can choose exactly the time that you'd like to be advertising to them. And you can do that with Facebook ads as well. So be aware that that's a technical part of growing an online business that becomes really important. And as I shared at the start, it's still very much a guest business rather than an expert telling you about the science of Google AdWords or the science of advertising on Facebook. So sometimes it's a bit of a hit and miss thing. And the great thing about marketing is if you're not getting inquiries, it's not working. And if you are getting inquiries, don't change it. So I'll say that again. If you have a Facebook ad up or you're doing Google AdWords and you're getting inquiries, then keep doing what you're doing. And if you're not getting any inquiries, then you change it because it's obviously not working. So that's the best out of all of those things. I'll go back to what Marchin said. Word of mouth is still going to be the best way to promote your online fitness business. If people are talking about you offline, so if they're talking about you at a party or a barbecue or a social event or a business networking event or at the supermarket and sending people to your online business, then it's much more likely to be successful. I'll give you a simple example of that. I've got a group of the checkout girls at my local supermarket. And they're beautiful young girls, and certainly not, I wouldn't put them into a target market group that I thought would watch my Cow Poo series, for instance, on YouTube, because they're quite young girls. But by word of mouth alone, they've talked about the Cow Poo series offline, and now there's a very large group of them that watch it online. So think about the ways that you can talk about your business, tell your story that makes people want to go online. Which then leads to my next point, which of course is this, that whether it's a large corporation or a multinational business or a tiny little business, people don't do business with a business, they do business with people. So if you're going to go online in business, you then need to ask this question, what is my online reputation? And again, it never ceases to amaze me when I meet somebody, and I do it too now. I'll meet somebody and they're in business, or they're a CEO of a company, or they're famous, or that I feel they have something to offer my life. So we go and Google them, or we look for them on Facebook, and we see some pictures that go, well, that's not the person that I met on the plane, or that's not the person I met in the supermarket, or that's not what I thought that person was. So be really aware that if you're going to do online business, that you will then have an online reputation. And that goes both ways. So all I'm asking you to do is, if you're seriously considering an online business, go and clean up your Facebook, clean up your LinkedIn, clean up your Instagram. Make sure that those five words to describe you as a person are really relevant everywhere that people would look. So if people go to your Facebook, they would see the person that you are. They're not going to see somebody that's drunk at a party with a cigarette in one hand and a beer in the other hand, unless that's the kind of person you want to attract into your business. If you don't want people to see you naked, then obviously don't put pictures of yourself naked up on social media. But also be aware of the opposite. That when you do become successful in any business, particularly an online business, you are now way open for criticism, for gossip, for people being nasty to you. If you become very successful as an online business person, be aware that people will set up websites to be nasty to you. So it's one of those two-edged things. You've got to have a great reputation, but also be aware that a lot of people will say nasty things about you. So if they Google you, everyone's going to find both. They're going to find the really nice things, but they're also going to find the ugly things, because people hate it when you're successful. And if you're not ready for that, talk to somebody like, I think today in America, they talked about Kim Kardashian's now got 100 million followers on Facebook or Instagram or her social media presence. Be aware that that's not 100 million people that think that she's amazing. She's got more criticism and more nasty things said about her than probably most people in the world. So you have to become really thick-skinned when you go online. And there's that great quote, I love it. The higher you climb, the more people will pull you down. But also be aware that if you've got nobody pulling you down, you're probably not climbing high enough. So be aware that your reputation, make sure that you've got a clean reputation, but also be aware that that clean reputation, people want to pull it down because you're becoming really successful. So the big question to ask yourself is, who am I? What are my non-negotiable standards and what do I stand for under pressure? If you're going to start an online business that's completely different from what everybody else is doing, and as Mac students, this is a classic example, you'll be talking about exercise programs that are really simple. You'll be talking about eating plans that are easy to follow. You'll be talking about eating and exercise plans that are time efficient. And you'll be going against the industry. You as a fitness professional will be going against the people that do long, boring, complicated exercise programs, who sell expensive protein powders, pills and potions. You'll be doing things completely differently, which of course then will open you up for criticism. And the question will be, will I lower my standards under pressure? So will I start dressing unprofessionally? Will I start going with the norm with the exercise programs that everybody else is doing? Will I start copying the other things that people are doing so that people don't say nasty things about me? So I'm asking you to seriously consider what you stand for under pressure, because if you're going to stand out from the crowd, if you're going to be different from the crowd, then be aware that the crowd's going to either want to pull you down, say nasty things about you, or change your opinion. And it's one of the things, for those of you that are new to Max, I'm really, really proud of what we do here, because we've been doing the same thing for a very long time, which is we don't go with the fads and fashions of the industry and we don't change our mind to suit the latest guru. Everything is based on anatomy and physiology, and you all know that if somebody held a gun to K-Man's head and said, we need you to get on television and advertise sit-ups as being a way to burn fat off your abdominals, he would say, shoot me, because I'm not going to do that. And I'm asking you to have the same standards. What do you stand for? What will you stand for under pressure? What will you not negotiate? Because if you've got somebody who's another guru and they're saying nasty things about you online, will you agree with them and lower your standard, or will you stay strong? And that's a really great question. So to finish off with tonight is the overall of how to be successful in business. And I know that you know these things, but once again, the biggest barrier to learning is already knowing. And these are the things I remind myself of every day. So if you want to be successful in any business, but particularly online, you're going to ask yourself this question. I have to find a problem. What are people's biggest problem? So I think for us, a big problem for people is that they hate going to the gym. They don't like it, the intimidation factor. They don't like the scary factor. They don't like the equipment factor. But they still want to be involved with something. So when you've got a solution to that, an online business is perfect, because people can exercise in their own home. They don't have to go to the gym. They don't have to stand in front of a mirror unless it's their own and nobody else can see them. So you're providing people that have got a big problem with an excellent solution. So an online business makes a lot of sense from a fitness point of view. If you can then provide that with the wow experience that people can actually trust. And one of the things that you all know that I really love to do is I always ask people their what annoys me list. So what is it about our fitness profession or a personal trainer or an online business or any business that has annoyed you? Because I like to find out what people like and what they don't like. And one of the big challenges we do have right now with online fitness businesses is the lack of personal touch. I sent them an email, I gave them my money, and I just got this generic program with a generic eating plan. And people tend not to trust that, and I think it's going to get worse and worse in that area. So if you want to be unique and different, make sure that you, yes, there's a problem. There's people who don't like to exercise at the gym. Yes, there is a solution. They can exercise online and still exercise with you, a guru. However, you have to provide them with the wow experience, and I really think that wow experience is going to be the personal touch. So then the ultimate business strategy is, if you want your online business to be super successful, it would be the thing that you are the most passionate about. So you're not thinking in your head, I'd really like to have a gym, or I'd really like to have a home studio, or I'd really like to have a chain of personal training studios around the world. What you'd be thinking to yourself is, I'm the most passionate about being a stay-at-home mum and being able to train people online from my house. Or I'm the most passionate about being able to help people from all over the world. So the ultimate success strategy is you're doing what you're the most passionate about. You combine that with being the best for your clients. So all you need is for people online to be saying to other people online, this is the best fitness guru in the world. My vegan vegetarian recipe guru gives me the best recipes in the world. My online bodybuilding coach gives me the best workouts in the world. My online bikini girl competition coach gives me the best workouts in the world. And you don't have to be the best for everybody. You just have to be the best for the people that are using your product or service, and they're going to be talking about you. And that's the next one's a simple. You'll be adding massive value to their lives, and that's the reason why they'll be talking about you. So if somebody wins a competition because of you, if somebody loses weight because of you, if somebody hikes a mountain because of you, if somebody runs a marathon because of you, then you're going to be adding massive value to their lives. Now, the pink circle in the middle is simply if you live there. So if you're doing what you're the most passionate about, you're the best in the world for your clients at it, and you're adding massive value to people's lives, then of course your online business and or any other business is going to work. So when we do this one-on-one, the question I will ask you is this what you're the most passionate about, or are you doing it just as a sideline to whatever else you're doing to add value to your other business? I'm going to ask you what you're going to do to make sure that your clients are telling people that you're the best in the world for them. And that will be a marketing strategy for what have you done to ask your clients. So it's not about you thinking that you know what your clients want. It's what did you actually do to find out what they want. And something that Deb shared with me just recently was about people who like to run in different environments in different countries. And she was talking about the idea of running all over Australia. Well, it's really easy then, I would think, to put a forum together of people that run in, or they run geographically. So they love to run in a city, or they love to run as a tourist, and then ask them, what do you want from a running race or a running event? What would make you say that we are the best in the world at running events? And then you've got great market research, but also a great way of putting people on your database, which of course is a great way to grow your business. And then you have to add massive value to your client's life. And this is where the whole social media thing comes together, because if this picture is posted of somebody that lost a lot of weight and now they look lean and happy and healthy, then that is automatically telling people that this business is awesome because they added massive value to my life. Now, I think if you can add to that, that not only did this website or this business, this online fitness business, add value to my life, but they did it by making me feel like I wasn't online. I felt like I was training with that person face to face. So I felt like I was training with them for real. I think you'll have much more likelihood of having a successful online business rather than just before and after photos. I did this generic diet and it worked for me. And I think, by the way, that has worked, because people have lost weight and they have put on muscle size and they have changed their life by doing a generic program. But I think that what we don't hear about, or what we will soon hear about, is the people who it didn't work for them. They just sent me a generic program and it didn't work. So be aware that you have to add massive value to people's lives, and of course then your online business will be successful. So how will people know what you can do for them? And that's a really important story to tell. You can't keep that a secret. It's not about how ripped your abdominals are or how many competitions you've won. It's what you can actually do to help them have ripped abdominals or help them win a competition. And people can't invest in a secret. So if you start a business and people don't know that that business exists, then of course it's not going to be successful. So then you have to tell your unique and special real story. And I think that's the other thing that's missing online, where people just put up like a brochure and it's a picture of them and a picture of their logo and this is what I've done and this is my ripped abdominals, versus this is where I started, this is how hard it was for me, this is what I achieved, and now I really want to help you. So it's the WIFM. It's not your story. It's what your story can do for other people. It's what your business can do for other people. How can your story or business help me? And when you get that and you can tell that story beautifully, then you're going to have a story that people want to tell other people about and send other people to your website. So I'm going to say it again. If people are talking about your online business offline, then you're much more likely to have a successful online business. So everything that I've just been through tonight isn't about what we've been through tonight. It's about working out the answers to most of those questions and then getting in contact with one of us or all of us and having all of your questions and ideas and your visions and your dreams all ready to chat about. because this process really should be a personal process. The questions need to be asked, but they need to be asked specifically for what you want to do for your online business, and or is it just going to be an addition to your current business to help your current business grow? So there's lots of questions to consider and lots of things to think about, and I would love for you to have a successful, profitable online fitness business.
Thanks, Roy. That was awesome.